the water was up to Carl and I's top of our sternum, and we had the kids on our shoulders, and the current was phenomenal.
Yeah. So you were trying to get through the water with
the kids on
the
our
kids
shoulders.
On your shoulders.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
And the water was up to your sternum.
Yeah, at the top of my, I was just at the bottom of my bra line. The water was, and yeah, there was freezers, trees, everything flowing down the road. Yeah, it was pretty scary. It's actually quite daunting talking about it because to think what could have happened is the most scariest thing. If the children, because they were only, you know, 9, 6, and 4 at the time, they can't really swim to the best of their ability. Mm. So if they had fallen off, or my husband can't swim, I can't really swim in a current like that, then it could have been a fatal episode. So 1 year on, we're due to have our son on the day, 1 year anniversary of the flood, so not all bad things have come out of it, I should say. We're a little bit excited.
What did you think when they said to you that you'd have your cesarean on the 29th?
I didn't actually think, the date didn't pop up in my head. It wasn't until I was looking through Facebook and I thought, that date, that sounds familiar. And then I actually thought about it about 4 months ago and thought, oh, well, that's the date, you know, of the flood, that we sort of went through the worst time in our lives. And they always say good things kind of come out of a bad thing, and I'm not really sure why, but everyone said everything happens for a reason, so maybe this is the reason why it's happened.